Hi, everybody, and welcome to English for You. My name is Joe.
Hi, I'm Anna.
Now, yesterday we were learning about the astronaut Yuri Gagarin, and actually in Russia they call them cosmonauts.
Mm-hmm.
In the U.S. they call them astronauts. China has a space program now. I can't remember what they call them there, but Russia, it's cosmonauts. U.S., it's astronauts. And we were learning all about the early life of Yuri Gagarin. He had some tough beginnings. He started off his life on a communal farm, a farm where many families were working together. Then World War II came, the Nazis invaded, they kicked the Gagarin family off their land, burned their village to the ground, but Gagarin was able to rebound from that.
Mm-hmm.
He moved to Moscow, he went to school, he volunteered for flight school, became a pilot, and then became one of only 20 pilots in all of the Soviet Union to be selected for the space program. That's where we left off yesterday. So let's get into the article today and learn a lot more about the life of Yuri Gagarin.
Reading. Yuri Gagarin, the first person in outer space. Yuri Gagarin was proud of being able to have the chance to become a cosmonaut, or Soviet astronaut. Soviet officials selected Gagarin for several reasons. For one, the Vostok 1 space capsule was small, and Gagarin was 157 centimeters tall. For another, doctors noticed that he had a calm manner. In addition, he had a sense of humor, which could help him get through the strenuous training. On April 12, 1960, Gagarin donned his spacesuit for the flight and declared that the mission was an unprecedented duel with nature. Gagarin then climbed into the Vostok 1 and blasted off into orbit. The flight took him about 300 kilometers high. Gagarin floated weightlessly while his capsule soared above the Earth. From liftoff to his landing by parachute, the flight lasted 108 minutes. Gagarin's journey became a worldwide phenomenon. He then dedicated himself to training cosmonauts and designing a reusable spacecraft. Gagarin's passion was flying, but on March 27th, 1968, he took his last flight. His jet fighter broke down and crashed into the woods. While Gagarin is gone, his legacy as a trailblazer and the first human in space lives on.
Now, Yuri Gagarin was proud of being able to have the chance to become a cosmonaut or Soviet astronaut. So that's what I was talking about. They called them cosmonauts, just their different name for astronaut. And an astronaut is a man or a woman who travels into space. Astro means to do with the stars. And naut is like somebody who travels. So astronauts, just somebody who travels into space, among the stars, and cosmonaut has a similar meaning, but it's just the Russian or Soviet word for somebody who travels into space.
Right, 所以我们都知道太空人 astronaut, 太空人 astronaut, 可是在俄国呢，这个俄文的所谓的太空人，或者是我们翻成宇航员，他们用的是另外一个单字叫做 cosmonaut, 它其实指的都是同样的一个，就是太空人了。
Now, Soviet officials selected Gagarin for several reasons. Remember, he was one of just 20 elite pilots.
Right.
The best of the best selected for this new Soviet space program. So why did they pick Yuri Gagarin? Well, let's find out. For one, the Vostok space capsule was small And Gagarin was 150 centimeters tall, so he fit the height requirement. It's a really small space when you're traveling into space. They don't have a lot of room, so it helps if you're short. If you're like Shaquille O'Neal, like 7 feet tall, you're not going to be an astronaut because you would always be bumping your head on the low parts, the low ceiling. He was only 150 centimeters tall, so he was actually quite a short man, and so he was suited for going into space.
对，所以当时呢，第一个原因是因为这个Gagarin 只有157公分高，而那个太空舱啊 ，space capsule 可能你会把它以为是胶囊的意思，但它其实就是太空舱的那个舱体也叫做 capsule。那太空舱很小，那它的体积，它的身高呢，刚好又还蛮这个矮的，所以刚刚好这是第一个原因。
Okay, so one reason they picked him was because he was a little guy, he was short. For another, they noticed that he had a calm manner. Of course, when you're in space, you're going to be around other people sometimes, and you're going to be under stressful conditions, too. You're going to be traveling at a very high speed.
Right.
You have to do a lot of different things and do them perfectly. Otherwise, you could have a disaster up in space. And if you have a disaster in space, that's basically, that's it. You're done. So they have to have somebody who's calm under pressure. Somebody who does not lose their cool. That's a phrase we learned also this month on English for You. They don't lose their temper. They don't freak out and things like that. So he was calm and he was short. So they said, okay, this is one of our guys.
所以除了这个身高之外，另外一个考量就是他本身的性情呢是比较平静的，不会好像很暴躁。所以我们看到这个 calm manner. 不过在这两句话啊，我们可以看到有 for one and for another 这样子的一个片语。其实通常是我们在列举原因的时候，因为 for 后面本来就可以加上原因，所以当我们要陈述一种、两种、三种以上的原因，我们就可以说 for one， 其中一个原因是什么 ？For another， 那么另外一个原因是什么？当然，我们看到 another 就知道它还没数完，还有别的原因可以列举。所以接下来我们看到的是 in addition， 除此之外还有第三个原因哦。
In addition， he had a sense of humor which could help him get through the strenuous training。So he had a sense of humor. He was able to make jokes. He was a bit of a funny guy. And that could help get him through this strenuous training. If something is strenuous, it can be difficult both physically and mentally. You have to think a lot, and you also have to be physically strong, too. There will be some things to do that are difficult, physically difficult to do. So he had this sense of humor, and that could help him get through this difficult training. To get through something means to go through a difficult time or a difficult situation where you have obstacles in your way or just difficult things that you are going to have to do. Now, to get through something is our shortcut for you for today. So let's learn some more about this phrase.
Shortcut for you.
I checked the weather. It'll be nice this weekend.
Oh, really?
Yes. When should we leave for the beach on Saturday?
I'm not sure. I have to get through some things first.
You want to go through a tunnel to get to the beach? Oh, that sounds like so much fun.
To get through something means to complete or survive something.
I get it.Get through something is 撑过、度过难关。
Yep. I have some work to do on Saturday morning.
I can help you get through your work if you want.
Really?
If
so, then we can leave soon. And maybe we can go through some tunnels on the drive to the beach.
Yes!
好，所以第三个原因呢，是因为它有 幽默感 a sense of humor 为什么要有幽默感呢因为太空人啊如果要当太空人这个 training 训练是非常的费力费劲 strenuous 所谓的 strenuous 是除了耗体力之外还很耗脑力所以是非常辛苦的 training 那当然如果他还有一个幽默感的话呢然后个性又很平静那再加上体型又非常适合在太空舱的话呢就可以让他 get through 能够度过这一些训练
On April 12, 1960, Gagarin donned his space suit for the flight and declared that the mission was an unprecedented duel with nature. So he donned his space suit. To don something just means to put it on. You might say, I donned my hat, I put it on my head. Just means to put on a piece of clothing. So, of course, when we're talking about historical things, we need quotes. We need to find out what they said. What were they thinking?So when he was going towards his space flight, he said, this is an unprecedented duel with nature. Unprecedented means something has never happened before. A precedent just means something that happened before that we can look back on as like an example. This means there was no example. Nobody's done this before, ever. So this is totally unprecedented, and it's a duel with nature. A duel is like a fight.So it means like they're fighting against nature because it's not natural for mankind to fly and it's not natural for us to go into space because we can't survive on our own in space. There's no oxygen. It's too cold. We can't live up there. So we were fighting against nature to survive in space.
Right, 所以在这里才会用 duel 这个字，决斗这个字，因为在外太空根本是没有氧气的啊。所以我们如果要上去，然后要存活的话 ，it's a duel with nature.但是是怎么样的一个 duo 呢前面这个形容词 unprecedented 就是史无前例的之前都没有任何的例子史无前例的那当然他说这句话呢是他要上太空之前当他 don 穿上他的 space suit 之前说的话
Gagarin then climbed into the Vostok 1 and blasted off into orbit. Blast off just means when a rocket takes off, it leaves the Earth and starts to fly upward, and it goes into orbit. Orbit is the circular path around a planet or some sort of interstellar body, like the moon. It has a gravitational force, the force that pulls things down toward it. If you are in orbit, it's just when you are far enough out into space where your spacecraft will circle the planet. So he went up high enough, and then the Vostok 1 was in orbit around the Earth. The Earth was here, and it was going around the planet in orbit.
所以 orbit 其实就是轨道的意思。那么太空舱在发射之后呢，会绕着地球有某一种的航线，所以这个叫做轨道 orbit.
The flight took him about 300 kilometers high, so he went way, way up there. And Gagarin floated weightlessly while his capsule soared above the Earth. Now, this, I think, would be the coolest part of space travel. You are floating weightlessly. It's as if your body weighs nothing, and you just float up like a bubble, into the air. I would love to try that. I think I might get kind of sick, though, so...Might not be so good for me. I guess it wasn't a problem for Gagarin.
You can just do that by swimming, okay?
Swimming, yeah. That's an easy way to experience
right.
weightlessness. In the water, you are basically weightless too. And actually, astronauts train in the water to experience weightlessness. So he was way up there. His capsule was soaring. Soaring just means to fly high in the air. And he was 300 kilometers up, so he was definitely soaring.
Right, 所以其实在这边的 weightlessly, 先从 weight 开始看 ,weight 就是重量那么名词后面加 less 就表示没有重量的 weightless, 那么如果再加 ly 呢就会变成副词那么这个副词用来修饰前面的 float 就是飘的意思那当然在太空当中因为零重力的关系我们都知道它就是会无重力的漂浮当它The capsule, space capsule, 太空舱飞离地球高飞的动作在英文当中用的是 soar, S-O-A-R, soar.
Now, Gagarin actually wasn't in space for all that long. From liftoff to his landing by parachute, the flight lasted 108 minutes. So he went up and then he landed by parachute. A parachute is a piece of fabric that we use to float safely back down to Earth. If you've ever gone skydiving or seen people do that, the people who jump out of planes and float down to Earth, they use a parachute. It's a piece of fabric that hangs above you, and it catches the air, catches the wind, and it helps you float safely down to Earth. That's what the Vostok 1 had as well. It had a parachute that slowed it down so it could float safely back down to Earth.
所以 parachute 其实就是降落伞的意思咯。那么当时呢，它进入太空之后啊，其实只有这个 the flight 这个航行呢 lasted 只有108分钟。那之后呢，它就回到地球 by parachute， 而且是用降落伞慢慢的飘下来。
Gagarin's journey became a worldwide phenomenon. In this case, a phenomenon is like something everyone is talking about, something everybody knows. It's information that's widely available, and there's a lot of buzz, a lot of excitement about it. Of course, he was the first person in space, so this was a huge moment in the history of humankind.
Right.其实本来的 phenomenon 就是呢所谓的现象的意思，这变成一个全球现象，大家都在讨论的话题 ，a phenomenon。
He then dedicated himself to training cosmonauts and designing a reusable spacecraft. Reusable means something can be used again. Remember, if you see R-E before a word, that prefix means to do something again. So reusable means something is able to be used again.
Right, 所以 reusable 变成是可以重新使用的意思。但是前面的这个动词片语 dedicate oneself to something 是把时间精力都献身于什么什么事业上。
Gagarin's passion was flying. That was the thing he loved the most. But on March 27, 1968, he took his last flight. His jet fighter broke down and crashed into the woods. His jet fighter just means the craft, the plane that he was flying. It was a fighter, so it was for, like, for war, for purposes of fighting. And it crashed into the woods.
在这里的 jet fighter 指的是喷射战斗机的意思。
While Gagarin is gone, his legacy as a trailblazer and the first human in space lives on. Your legacy is everything that you achieve during your life that people will remember even after you are gone. So his legacy is as a trailblazer. A trailblazer is someone who goes somewhere people have never been before.He was a trailblazer because he went to space. He was the first person out there. Nobody had ever been there before, and we will always remember Yuri Gagarin as being the first person in space.
Right. 所以其实他一生的成就 his legacy, 他做什么呢？他其实是一个太空的先驱、开拓者 trailblazer. 当然，这样子的一个 reputation keeps living on.
That's right. It will live on and it will last forever. Our program will not last forever, but we do have our For You chat question to go to before we leave you for today.
For You chat.
Okay, our For You chat for today is, what is your greatest achievement in life?So far.
Well, that's a tough question.
that's really tough.
That's really hard. But, recently I was able to take part in this trip where we cycled, we biked all the way around Taiwan. So it was like almost 1,000-kilometer bike trip.
Wow.
Like 100 kilometers per day. And I thought that was a pretty good achievement. Not like a major achievement. I didn't travel into space.Or anything like that.
But it's not easy. It's not easy.
Yeah, it wasn't something that was easy to do. But what about you? What's your greatest achievement?
Well, I think the greatest achievement in my life is to have 2 children.
That's a big achievement, too, of course. That's one of the hardest things somebody can do is to have kids, raise them well.
And educate them,
teach them. So achievements can be anything that you are proud of in your life. So you guys can talk about this too. What's your greatest achievement so far? All right, so that brings us to the end of the program. Please join us again next time on English for You. Until then, I'm Joe.
I'm Anna.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Yuri Gagarin, the first person in outer space. Yuri Gagarin was proud of being able to have the chance to become a cosmonaut or Soviet astronaut. Soviet officials selected Gagarin for several reasons. For one, the Vostok 1 space capsule was small, and Gagarin was 157 centimeters tall. For another, doctors noticed that he had a calm manner. In addition, he had a sense of humor, which could help him get through the strenuous training. On April 12, 1960, Gagarin donned his spacesuit for the flight and declared that the mission was an unprecedented duel with nature. Gagarin then climbed into the Vostok 1 and blasted off into orbit. The flight took him about 300 kilometers high. Gagarin floated weightlessly while his capsule soared above the Earth. From liftoff to his landing by parachute, the flight lasted 108 minutes. Gagarin's journey became a worldwide phenomenon. He then dedicated himself to training cosmonauts and designing a reusable spacecraft. Gagarin's passion was flying, but on March 27, 1968, he took his last flight. His jet fighter broke down and crashed into the woods. While Gagarin is gone, his legacy as a trailblazer and the first human in space lives on.
Vocabulary Review.
Orbit. Our ship will fly around the orbit of the Earth for several months. Weightlessly. The people in the spaceship moved weightlessly, which makes simple actions more difficult. Parachute. He used his parachute to safely land on the ground after jumping out of a plane. Phenomenon. This cartoon is now a phenomenon because it's popular with children everywhere. Reusable. I have a reusable bag that I take with me to the supermarket. Legacy. Picasso's legacy lives on since many artists look up to him.